But in the power of Bhakti, we should adopt. But in Contact is difficult. Not helpful. There are nine kinds of options. Shavadam, Kirtanam, Vishnushman, Sadhishi, Satyam, Vandanam, Satyam, Satyam. And especially five. Sadhu Sangha. Also Samiji has given this giving special message to Amit Papar. Sadhu Sangha. Naam Kirtan. Bhagavat Sraman. Mathura Bhav. Srimukti Sattaya. Sadhu Sangha. What is the meaning of Sadhu Sangha? Those who are chanting, remembering, doing all these. To exercise in the movement. Always going in the bottom. Pure devotion. They are sadhu. So be fully. Shall of sadhu. Otherwise, bhakti will not be great. By social vigilance, one of five. This should be at least Madhyama Adhikari. Most superior than us. That is called sadhu. Sadhu is always chanting, remembering, doing all this. Naam Kirtan. Alone we cannot do. In the guidance of sadhu. Guru, Hari, Guru. If you are chanting alone, no faith on name, and Guru Deva and Vishnu, then chanting like curry. No cure. If you know that Harinam will give wealth, reputation, even mukti, salvation, and more than that Vaikuntha, and more than that Dwarkapuri, and more than that Braja, what to report? What to look? Krishnam can give anything. By Guru service, everything will be. Yeah, is it? Everything. Then why do we have no faith on Guru? Thank you. that operation. Try to go touch the inner mood. I met still a story. There was a guru and there was a chela. Chela, you know?
Disciple.
Disciple wanted only always try to follow him outward, not exactly internal. He saw that when I take bath, he takes bath. When he sit down, he sits down. When doing like this, he used to say that how many rounds he did and how he that is Sikha and how he does Salat, Sila, and how many times he sent this
next bit
and how he sits in the morning after taking bath to recite or to remind his Guru given mantra. Gayatri, Brahma Gayatri, Guru Gayatri and all others. Gopal mantra and so he sits like that. One day he wanted to examine that disciple whether he is internally something doing or not, only externally. So when he took bath after that, he sat towards, facing towards south, the disciple house, at all south, and he took his this asana and did 12 times like this, and then he kept, and then he sat. Externally doing that disciple also sat towards facing south and he took also his yasan and south time. So what he was doing, he was following, but he was doing all against the rule and regulation and he was also following. Then he knew that not actually. So we should not do that. We should know the mood of Gurudev and Vaishnava and then follow. Because we have intelligence in the mind. What is against bhakti, we should not follow. And what is helpful to our divine love of Krishna, we should be at home. Because Krishna has given some intelligence to us to think what is good, what is bad. We know that Guru Dev is a very higher devotee of Krishna. We cannot follow him. Internally, we can follow very little, not full. Because he is Uttam Mahabhagavatam and he is a special messenger to Krishna or a special associate of Krishna, Mahaprabhu. So, without his mercy we cannot follow him. So we should try to know his mood. If our true devotee, true disciple, what he wants. He only wants that the bona fide, sincere devotee of Radha and Krishna. And to preach other songs. He will not tell that only for me. That is not true. Vaishnavas like Guru and Radha and Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Never told that. One day you spoke for me, you should but massage me, bring water for me, doing all this. Only requirement, only I want your devotion of Krishna. संघर्ष नौलंच सड़बीज भक्ति विनय हत्या डोंट एट सो मच डोंट सी सिनेमा बाइस्कोप ऑल दीज थिंग अवॉइड ऑल दीज डोंट रीड मोर न्यूज पेपर नो फर्स्ट प्ले प्लेइंग ओनली सो मच ओनली थर्ड पार्टी Vaishnav has exercised only by chanting, remembering and dancing. Every exercise. So, we should try to avoid all. Satyaha, prayas. Prayas means? Anything against bhakti, we should do. Prajalpa. Not so much chattering. Only we can ask questions, we can hear, we can chant. For example, Niyamagraha. Niyamagraha, Niyamagraha. Both, the two meanings. Try to chant accounting. As much as you can do. We have been ordered to do 1 lakh harita, 64 rounds. But if you cannot do at least 16 times, at least, not less than, but not maximum than 16, it is wrong. Maximum 16 rounds, it is wrong. Maximum 3 lakhs. Not less. Prajalpa Niyamatra. But also, you should see that I was in lower class and after that more advancing, more. Then in schools and colleges and PhD did it. In similar way, we'll have to advance in spiritual knowledge, in spiritual bhakti. How is to do? In the association of more advanced devotees. Don't try to be in the same state as we are 60 years before or 16 years before. Janasangarsha. There are also some meanings. There is rule that you should not, at the time of worship, you should not talk or you should not go out temple, out of temple. But if you are worshipping and half was done, half is done, and in the same time Gurudev came, and Guru was singing there, so where my disciples? Oh, come on, come on, and he waiting that I should do first, but it is off. At once go to Gurudev and see him, respect him, what he wants rather than come and do what. So don't be Niyamagraha. Oh, I'll have to do otherwise after that. A senior Vaishnav, advanced. You are sitting on the Vyas Puja and you are doing path. Understand? And any superior Vaishnava. Okay. And you are reading. Bhacho Vedaha Manasaha Guru. And you are not respected. It is okay. And Balde Prabhu come and cut you. You are not qualified for. Etiquette and rules and regulations. So it is not bhakti, but it is helpful to bhakti. Then, utsaha, nishya, dharya, tatat kam pravartana, sangatyaga, tatobhakti, sarvi, bhakti, prasiddhati. Always idle. And don't keep anything for tomorrow. Nishya, you should know that Krishna, by Krishna Bhakti, Bhakti will be attained. Will be received. Surely one day I will have this. But Asabandha, we have so much strong faith, Asaman, hope. One day I will have. I will go to Braja and serve rather than Krishna, personally. Surely. But if there is so, then to sleep? No. Follow all the rules and regulations very quickly, carefully and putta. Tattat karma pravartana. We have become high class of Vaishnava, so we should not do all these things. We can speak Srimandi. We can do Kirtan and follow all the rules. And we can do what our disciplic Acharya has done for life maintained. Don't do anything other thing. Like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Grihastha Bhakta Srivasa Chati said, what they have accepted me to do, as I am like. Nothing. Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, they never opened any shop. Grihastha Bhakta can do anything for life maintaining. But those who are in renounce order, they should not marry again. They have taken sannyas order. Brahmachari, they should not fall down. They should serve their holy master and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if they are taken renounce order and then falling down, it is wrong. Brahmachari, who are living in temples and serving, they should take renounce order after that. They should be not to go down. But Grihastha, they should maintain their wife, children, like Krishna Bhakti. They can collect some money also, keep to maintain their wife, their children, their husband, and family. So we should also, he has given something that we should follow. And this is important, more important. Krishna is just agreeing, tang mana shadriyeta. Very carefully you should hear all this. Pranatabhishya bhajan tamisham susrutya bhajana vigyamananyamanna nindadi sunna sadamipshati shangalapva. Translation. Purport written by Swamiji?
Yes.
Then purport also. Then I will explain.
One should mentally honor the devotee who chants the holy name of Lord Krishna.
Next. What is the meaning? Those who are chanting, Hari name only. They have not taken diksha. Yes. Only chanting. Or sometimes they chant. They should be honored by
mentally.
You cannot meet them. We cannot do each devotee. But by mind, you will have to give honor that, oh, he is coming to our line in family. So he should be honored. He may be our third class Vaishnava. There are so many bad things. Sit again. What? Char. Tea. Tea.
Yes, tea.
Sit again. Or coffee. Sit again. But chanting. By mind. Because one day, they will be pure Vaishnava. Then?
One should offer humble obeisance to the devotee who has undergone spiritual initiation, diksha.
And this is second thing. One is the
high.
What?
And is engaged in worshipping the deity.
They are Madhyam Adhikari. First was Kanishka Adhikari. And they are if taken initiation, not by words. Practically, they have no relation with Krishna after the Kshayate. So when any man is, devotee is initiated, actually he comes in the stage of Madhyam Adhikari. Kanishka Adhikari has nothing to honor to anyone. Only he worships Krishna or Mahaprabhu. But he does not honor any Vaishnava. He thinks that I am only Vaishnava. And Madhyam Adhikari, he knows something. So he worships Krishna also and all of us all. So try to be in Madhyam Adhikari. Try to all honor all the persons who are chanting, even not initiated. And those who are initiated, they should be. If initiated,
offer humble obeisances.
And those 30.
And one should associate with and faithfully serve that pure devotee who is advanced in undeviated devotional service and whose heart is completely devoid of the propensity to criticize others.
You have to do it also further. Swami ji has written?
Yes.
After you should read.
About 10 pages. In order to intelligently apply the sixfold loving relation.
If you are doing so, following him, then no offense. And if you are not following this, then you are bound to do offense. Must be followed. Those who are telling against this by intelligence and by this teaching, we can know that whether it is helpful or not, or offensive or not. So we should try to follow him, not the persons who are telling against this.
In order to intelligently apply the sixfold loving reciprocation mentioned in the previous verse, one must select proper persons with careful discrimination. Srila Rupa Goswami therefore advises that we should meet with the Vaishnavas in an appropriate way, according to their particular status.
Vaishnava, he has not told only one guru. It may be that he may be Siksha Guru. They think that my guru is also a bona fide Vaishnava. I should serve. But on the other hand, he knows that if we are dishonoring all Vaishnava, that my guru they will not be happy. So we should honor all the Vaishnava.
In this verse, he tells us how to deal with three types of devotees. Kanishka Adhikari.
Three kinds of Vaishnava.
Madhyam Adhikari and Uttam Adhikari. The Kanishka Adhikari is a neophyte who has received the Harinam initiation from the spiritual master and is trying to chant the holy name of Krishna. One should respect such a person with his mind as a Kanishka Vaishnava.
Yes.
A Madhyam Adhikari has received spiritual initiation from the spiritual master and has been fully engaged employ him in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The Madhyam Adhikari should be considered to be situated midway in devotional service. The Uttam Adhikari, or highest devotee, is one who is very advanced in devotional service. An Uttam Adhikari is not interested in blaspheming others. His heart is completely clean, and he has attained the realized state of unalloyed Krishna consciousness. According to Srila Rupa Goswami, the association and service of such a Mahabhagavat, or perfect Vaishnava, are most desirable. One should not remain a Kanishtha Adhikari, one who is situated.
Not one lower state only, we will not go further. Kanishtha Adhikari should be Madhyam, Madhyam should be Uttam.
One should not remain a Kanishtha Adhikari, or one who is situated on the form of devotional service and is interested only in worshipping the deity in the temple. Such a devotee is described in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Parachayam eva haraye, ujram yashvarade ihihate, tatat bhakti shichanye shuta bhakta prakritam. A person who is very faithfully engaged in the worship of the deity in the temple, but who does not know how to behave toward devotees or people in general, is called a Prakrit Bhakta or Kanishtha Adhikari.
You are following all? Is Kanishtha? But he should also be given. He does not know how to honor Vaishnava. Only worshipping. Then he is Kanishtha Adhikari. He should come to Madhyam Adhikari by the help of, by the mercy of Vaishnava. The thing is that he wants to honor Vaishnava as Madhyam Adhikari, but willingly to his youngest Vaishnava. It is willingly we should not do any offense. Unwillingly, if it is done, then he is Kanishtha Adhikari. Because he does not know rules and regulations how to honor. But if he has come to Madhyam Adhikari, he knows Jiva Tattva, Krishna Tattva, devotion of Krishna, and he has come. All of knowledge is also. Then he is in Madhyam Adhikari. And if he does dishonor, against Shastra, does not obey his Guru, then he is certainly doing offense. And in some days he will fall down.
One therefore has to raise himself from the position of Kanishtha Adhikari to the platform of Madhyam Adhikari. The Madhyam Adhikari is described in Srimad Bhagavatam in this way. Ishvare dat adhineshu adhiteshu vitastuscha prema maitri kribu preksha yakaroti samadhyama. The Madhyam Adhikari is a devotee who worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the highest object of love, makes friends with the Lord's devotees, is merciful to the ignorant, and avoids those who are envious by nature. This is the way
envious by nature means we should not we have to give up all these envy to envy. We should not. We should not be angry in any case if Vaishnava or Guru is chastising any his disciples. We should also take that. He is chastising for my benefit. Don't reply. Don't react like that. Oh, he is abusing my eyes. Don't do all. Always to be submissive. Be honest.
This is the way to cultivate devotional service properly.
Yes.
Therefore, in this verse, Srila Rupa Goswami has advised us how to treat various devotees.
If a guru has envy to any another, his god brother. That's what it will be told. Is it bhakti or not? Why he should be empty. To his god brother,
yes,
quarreling with money, quarreling for money,
here and there.
For reputation, for man pratishtha,
name and fame.
If they are Madhyam Adhikari. If they are such bona fide, not bona fide guru, so called guru, are telling that CS would be discovered as Dizana Vaishnava. I think that he is not bona fide. So we should use our